way to have as a pillar. And he took the stone, set it up as a pillar. And he named the place Bethel, the house of God. Previously it had been called Luz. Jacob had an encounter with God, and he found he was in God's house without even knowing it. And he saw this way of access from heaven to earth that was coming, the gateway of heaven. Now look at John 1:50. Jesus himself said, right at the beginning of his ministry, "Truly, truly, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Jacob had had a revelation of the stairway. He called it the house of God. Jesus described himself as that stairway. Jesus is our access to heaven. The Bible calls the church the house of God. We as the church have access to the presence of God. But leave that stairway through Jesus is in our midst as a church. We have access to heaven. The Old Testament develops a theme. They were encouraged to build a temple. And if you remember, Solomon built this amazing building with huge detail, as we've mentioned. And there came a point when the presence of God came into that temple. Smoke, fire, cloud. And they couldn't work, they couldn't minister. They just had to stop because of the presence of God coming into that place. But that temple was torn down. In Nehemiah's time, or just before, they attempted to rebuild it. But one thing the Bible does not say is that the presence of God, well, to be clear, the presence of God did not come into that second temple. They didn't again experience that cloud, that presence of God. They had an empty building. And when Jesus died on the cross, the temple curtain was torn top to bottom, and behind it was nothing. They had no presence of God there. But just a few days later, 40 days later, the disciples were gathered in one place, and down came the cloud. Down came the fire. The temple of God, the house of God, is not a building. It's us. It's a people filled with the Spirit of God. We have access to God. The Holy Spirit living in us is that gateway to heaven. And it's not a ladder, it's a stairway. That speaks to me of permanence. Ken puts the ladder up if he's got a job to do and he takes it away again. The stairway is there. It says in Hebrews, Jesus ever lives to intercede for us. It's not temporary. Can you imagine what it would be like? God present with us in that tangible way. I'd like to raise our expectation for the presence of God in our midst. I want to challenge us. What could we be expecting in our times together when the presence of God comes? He wants to see the enemy pushed back. He wants to see people set free. I believe we can see healing. We can see deliverance. The presence of God is the difference in us between a club and a church. Dear brothers and sisters, it says in Hebrews 10, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, he's opened a new and living way through the curtain into that most holy place. And we have a great high priest who rules over God's house. Let's get right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. So I'm sorry if it's been a bit mixed up this morning, but there's three things that I really wanted to get across. One, we're community. Two, we should be in warfare. Three, expect the presence of God. Community, warfare, presence of God. God wants to break our individuality. He wants his church on the offensive. And he wants to be in our midst. Amen.